Yeah.
Now?
This? What that
means? Mustache?
here would be.
The neck?
What if I had something here on my face? What would you call that?
Beard.
And this would be,
Hair.
Which one of my ears would that be?
Your right.
And this would be my...
Love.
What would you call this part of your throat? Here. Or, some people have it kind of pops out or something.
I don't know, I've been wondering myself.
Sometimes, I think they call it Adam's apple.
Adam's apple. Yeah.
Would you have other names for that?
Mm-hmm.
What would these think?
Teeth.
Uh-huh.
Tongue.
What about around the teeth here?
Gum.
If you might go to a dentist to have him look at your...
Teeth.
What would you call that?
Hand, palm of your hand.
Huh? What about that?
Fist.
What would you call that?
Elbow.
And all these places here, knees and elbows and everything would be called?
Joints.
What would you call this?
Chest.
And they measure the height of a horse sometimes this way. They use a... What would you call that? One would be...
Hand.
Two would be...
Hands.
What would that be?
Foot. Ankle. Leg.
What about, both of these together would be?
Feet.
You might say you stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised your...
Knee.
What about this? What would you call this part? It's kind of...
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that was a shin?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
What if you might be standing around and, you were playing hide and seek or something. Somebody was chasing you, you didn't want them to see you. You might get behind a hedge or something. What would you say you were doing when you kind of got down like that?
Hiding.
What would you call that when you got down? You'd say you were down on your...
Knees.
Or you might say you... Would you say you got down or you squat down or something like that?
Squat.
If somebody's been sick for a while, you might say, well, he's up and about now, but still looks a bit...
ill.
Mm-hmm. How would you say he felt? Kind of...
bad.
What would you call a person who can lift heavy weights?
A weightlifter.
And say he's... If a person's big, muscular, athletic, you say he's very...
athletic.
Mm-hmm. Or he's big and...
strong.
One who's, a person who's pretty easy to get along with is... or... somebody that's kind of, you'd say they were, they're easy to get along with. Kind of a nice person to say. If you were describing a person, maybe, and somebody might say, well, did you meet that new girl in the class? And you'd say, yeah, she's, how would you describe her if she were maybe a good person or something?
Yeah, she's easy to get along with.
If a boy is, say, a teenager who's all arms and legs, and always stumbling over his feet. You might say he's mighty
clumsy.
A person that keeps doing things that don't make any sense. You might say he is a plain
weirdo.
Yeah. Or what would the other terms? You might say he's a
dumb bunny.
Mm-hmm. Or can you think of anything else? You might say he's what would you call a person who never spends a penny?
A saver.